Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Touchdown. It's the Social Lab TM Hyman Radio. What's good? It's your dude TM coming to you live out of the ATL. It is 9:03 out here where I am, 6:03 way out west. What's good, LA? Sending some California love. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Our special guest tonight, Marquise Martin Hayes. Listen, he's going to pull up to talk about mindset, wellness, and a whole lot more. Before we go any further, coming to you from the other side of the ATL, hot chocolate. What's cracking? It's popping out there. How was your weekend?
What it do? TM Hyman Radio Land Social Lab. Love y'all. What's up on this beautiful, motivational Monday? Yeah, it's a little rainy here on this town.
Just a little. Just a little. We got a little storm brewing close to us. We just needed to stay exactly where it is. Prayers for New Orleans and all of the folks out in New Orleans. But listen, I need that storm to stay right in the area that it's at.
wherever it
listen,
is
prayers.
Away from us right now.
Prayers. It hit Nolan's pretty hard too. Like on the anniversary of Katrina. I mean, it seems like we just can't get a break out there in Louisiana. So peace and prayers. Absolutely. But, you know, the one thing about it, you know, I heard a few folks say it earlier. You know, New Orleans strong. They don't call it New Orleans. We say New Orleans. They say Nolan's. Nolan's strong. Nolan's strong, straight up. Again, peace and prayers to the folks out there and the people out in the whole, I think that's the Mississippi, Alabama area where the storm seems to be hovering right now. So, yeah, definitely. It's always
and anyone that's going out there
something.
To help.
Certainly. Hey, tonight we're talking about mindset and wellness. Wellness and mindset. I don't think we can talk about mindset enough. There are some very strange happenings taking place in America, taking place in the world, and it is having a emotional, mental, in some instances physical, is taking a physical toll on us as a country. I mean, think about it. We have come out of a pandemic. Some say you're wrong, TM. We're still in a pandemic. I say, well, I can't tell, goddammit. I can't tell. We're roaming around America. I can't tell.
Well,
we're still in a pandemic.
Not even here, because internationally people are catching planes and flights and all kind of things. I know Tulum is tired of us.
They're catching planes, they're catching flights, but you know what else they're catching? They're catching COVID.
Corona.
Okay.
Back.
Listen, I heard somebody disrespect the COVID vaccine so bad the other day. He's like, I have so much hate for COVID, I just call it the vid. The vid.
Right.
He said, I caught the vid. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He said he caught the vid. I thought it was something new. He's like, no, I caught the vid. He's just like, I just don't even have enough respect to say his whole name.
Right.
But this was somebody actually, and they were speaking out of a place because they got vaccinated and then turned around and caught COVID. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is what I'll say, though, because I'm vaccinated as well. It is not a contradiction to get vaccinated and then catch COVID. What the vaccination indeed is doing, it is decreasing your risk of dying when you catch COVID. It's decreasing your risk of being hospitalized when you catch COVID. I'm just trying to educate some folks, right? I'm not telling you go get vaccinated. That's not what I'm telling you, you know, because you, listen, do what you want to do. But
for
those who get COVID and then turn around and get mad about it, no, listen. Your vaccination keeps you from, you know, the likelihood that it would be as worse as it could be. We're talking tonight about mindset and wellness. Our special guest, Marquise Martin Hayes. I want to go ahead and welcome him to the stage. What's going on, brother? Thanks for stopping past, man.
Welcome.
I value
thank
your
you
time,
so much.
My brother.
Thank
yes, sir.
You, thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Thank you. And hot chocolate.
Bro, introduce
you
yourself to
well.
The folks, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Right. Introduce yourself.
Marquise Martin Hayes, I'm a guy who simply loves humanity. In short, I am a man of many talents, but one singular focus, and that's to empower people to discover how amazing they already are so they can go out and conquer. Because when people understand how amazing they are, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, I help remove barriers that are in the way in those arenas. When people discover who they really are, we put guns down, we stop hating, racism dissipates, we stop looking to take control of somebody else or blame somebody else for how we show up, and instead we're fulfilled and then actually have something to give back, which empowers everybody else around us.
That's dope, version. Bro.
But I got a lot more to say if you want.
Absolutely. Hey, well, I mean, well, we got a whole hour. You know, we got a whole hour here. And we're going to take the conversation
excellent.
Over to Clubhouse at 10, you know, and try to kick it up a notch. Yeah, and try to kick it up a notch and educate people, you know, and recap the show as well. But you just said something, like you helped people to discover how amazing they already are. They already are.
Yeah.
I love that. I've been mentoring forever. I mentor youth. I mentor young professionals. I mentor entrepreneurs. And that's the one thing, even in the midst of people who appear extremely confident, sometimes we can lack understanding how amazing we really are. What prompted you to want to get into this type of work?
Great question. So I was raised as an Amway baby. Amway, if you don't know, was one of the original multi-level marketing companies. And so I was raised listening to Les Brown and other guys. The joke is my dad wouldn't let us listen to the car radio. Instead, he would play tapes of people telling their story of their struggle, crying and how they overcame and encouraging other people not to give up. And that mixed in with being a black man in America and looking around. Fortunately, I had not been victimized, but my brother had been victimized. And looking around, seeing that this is all a big game of where we're pit against one another. And the reason we are striving, contriving, and trying to pull things together is because we're unaware that we're already enough. And I don't mean us as black people. I mean America at large. I mean humanity at large, because we've always been told we're not enough, that we need something just a little bit more than what we are. But that's the biggest lie ever. And so my belief is, dude, in short, I love Mr. Rogers. If I can help everybody discover who they are in the neighborhood, then the neighborhoods don't suffer. If I can help everyone discover who they are in the neighborhood, then we can exchange from one another. I remember Grandma said, all right, you're going to go down there to Miss Taylor's house. You're going to take these greens. She's going to give you a bag of corn. You're going to bring that back. She's going to be looking for you. Come right back. And I believe in the power of community, but I know that it can't happen if the individual thinks they're less than capable. And so I show up as a raw certified vegan nutritionist, helping people in wellness and coaching people in wellness and coaching people in mind state. I show up and helping people work through mental state and physical state so that they can unpack all the garbage, all the tarnishing that came from parents, that came from community, that came from religion, that came from their own state of mind, to really unpack the truth where people can just show up versus following the hype of the unquote American dream. They can show up as who they are and know that that is actually more than enough, that they're valued, and be able to exchange that in the world.
When you say unpack the truth, I hear people use the phrase a lot in my circles and outside of my circles, unpack. And what they're talking about is dealing with whatever it is, right, that mm-hmm. you are ailed by, mm-hmm. Dealing with mm-hmm. unpacking. But how do you help us to unpack truth? Because I tend to struggle with mentees sometimes who are in denial about the truth. How do you help to unpack truth, specifically when there's a blockage or when we are in denial?
It's good, Tim. So one of the things that I do is I really challenge people to look at what's going on. What was your role in it? No. What was your role in it? And what's your role in making the difference from where you are based on where you say you want to be? Because until an awareness of where I am is majorly, not singularly, majorly a part of my own choices and the choices I continue to make, until we can really get there, it's very difficult to have a conversation. And so your struggle is warranted. I totally get it. I'm sold to that degree now, TM, that if I'm dealing with somebody who's not willing to begin to have that conversation, I just step back. There used to be this saying I heard growing up. They say a man or woman convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. So I don't even try anymore. Like, if you're not willing to be in dialogue, okay, cool, go for it. Because it's rough.
Yeah, you have to, you know, as a coach, right? And for those who may not understand, but as a coach, the reality is that everybody's not ready to be coached, right? And so, you know, I mentor and I coach. And there's a difference, people, between mentorship and coaching. Coaching typically deals with, you know, a monetary investment. And what I have learned how to do is I have learned how to, as Marquise just said, push back and not take your money if you're not ready, right? Because a lot of people enter into coaching programs and they're not ready to do the work, but people are ready to take your money. I have to have some type of integrity about me, right? And so I'm glad to hear you say the same. You're in tune to the Social Lab, Team Hammer Radio. We are talking to Marquise Martin Hayes about mental health and wellness. It's a long radio show.
Marquise, you mentioned that you're a vegan health and wealth specialist. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Certified raw vegan nutritionist. Yep, that will be accurate.
Okay. I forgot the raw part. Okay.
No. It's cool. It's not even personal. Because go ahead. This is gonna be fun. I love when we have these conversations about my wellness.
One. Can you kind of break down or simplify a little bit how that would tie into mental health?
Absolutely, with the greatest joy, because I'm not in the raw and vegan world for any of the political crap that's surrounded by it. I would, if you can't take care of a person, I ain't trying to hear you talk about animals. That's just, we're not having that conversation. So from a mental health perspective, let's just go to the hood. Let's go to lower income communities where you don't find, or where we don't find, living food, food that would actually nourish the brain. We find processed food, the lowest grade of processed food, seasoned with some of the best seasonings on the planet. There's a reason for that. There's a reason why it's super, super cheap. Is to get us engaged. Why? Because when we're engaged with that type of food, because we have to take a step back, we're energetic beings, and energy literally travels through us. And so if we're not nurturing ourselves with things and nutrients and vitamins that help the energy circulate, help the energy heal, and repel sickness, then we're certainly going to fall prey to sickness. So stepping up just a little bit, when we look in the hood, first of all, we're some of the most brilliant, talented people on the planet. Because people who live in the hood, people who come from lower impoverished communities, had to be more creative, had to have more ingenuity. But they can't consistently, or by and large, haven't consistently broken through the barrier simply because of nutrition. Why? Because hormones are out of whack. So we may be brilliant, but we're triggering off in a heartbeat. Why? Because we're super acidic in our blood. We're not able to process and use the techniques and talents we've learned because we have this sense of rage taking place because of the hormonal imbalance and free radicals roaming around in our body. Basically, he's saying things that would let the brain function like it's supposed to are absent in those communities. For example, folic acid, you find that in greens. There's no folic acid, which helps the brain. In the hood, in the neighborhoods, we don't find folic acid unless your mama was raised by your grandmama from the South. There's no food. We don't even, the number of people I meet that don't even eat vegetables because we had a misunderstanding of fuel and how it impacts us. So yes, there is a direct, like immediate direct correlation between mental wellness and food. Now, yes, there are other factors as well, right? You grew up in an abusive home, that food could have incited it, but whether you ate good or not, you're still going to be traumatized by the abuse, of course, which impacts mental wellness. But when we tend to be more alkaline, we get more alkaline, more living food in our diet, it helps neutralize and mitigate some of those imbalances so that we can then think clearly and make choices with a clear mind. Does that help answer your question?
It does.
Awesome.
Wow, a direct correlation between mental wellness and food. I know that's real because I'm a runner, and
yes,
I'm a
cool.
green food eater.
Okay.
And I absolutely know that, you know, there's a difference between when you eat kale and spinach, you know, versus,
man.
You know, potato chips and other things, right? I mean, a difference, certainly a difference in how you respond. But man, can you give us a couple of foods that are good for our mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. So anything green, let's just start there. It's going to be good because it's got folic acid. Most of it has folic acid in it. It's going to be alkalizing, which helps balance hormones. Second thing, hydration. It used to be common knowledge. I don't know what changed, but it used to be common knowledge in the medical or research community prior to like the 1950s that we were roughly about 80-85% water as human beings, which is the conductor of electricity, which is the conductor of life, which is the conductor of oxygen through our body. But when that's been deprived, we start losing those balances. So hydration, proper hydration. Then if it grows, you can eat it. If it grows and it's colorful, you can eat it. So when people ask me in a general sense, what options do you have? I like to give a really broad answer because it's the truth. Stay out of the processed area in the grocery store. Go right to that living food section. Anything and everything in that arena will add to your mental well-being because your blood circulates through your entire body. And if you're supplying your body with the type of fuel that it utilizes to heal itself, you're naturally going to be clear-headed as well, which then opens you up to learn more. Why? Because you're awake. You're not drowsy. You're not sleepy. You don't have the itis. Why? Because you don't have free radicals running around causing you to be confused. Why? Because you don't have a foggy brain because you're dehydrated. Mm-hmm. All those prohibitors. And the funny thing, TM, is the reason why I got into all this is because of marathon running. Otherwise, I would have never embarked on this journey.
Wow, marathon running. Marathon run. Before we talk about the marathon, I just want to clarify something for people who are listening, wondering, like, what the hell is the living food section? Do not go into Kroger's looking for a sign talking about living foods because it won't be there.
Right.
Can you define living food?
Yes.
Well,
I
listen to that. Food on.
What the heck is that, bro?
Right.
Produce. The type of stuff you put on the counter after a few days is going to shrivel up. Go to the produce section. Something that you can technically, now I'm not saying you want to, but you can technically eat it as it is. You don't have to cook it in that produce section. I'm not saying you can't cook. I'm just saying that's the area you want to be in. Apples, oranges, bell peppers, cucumbers, zucchinis, the squash family, broccoli, radishes, root vegetables, apples, papayas, peaches, mangoes, like there's a whole world. And although it doesn't, unquote, taste good today, after about 2-3 weeks of that, all of a sudden your palate starts to change and you don't crave the fake sugars and fats and fats and other foods.
The fake sugars. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something about sugar in general. Like, listen, get rid of the sugar. Replace it with honey. If you need something sweet, replace it with honey. And then something I found out from a doctor friend of mine recently, for folks who are have allergies and things like that, if you have an allergy, right, and you're trying to curb your sugar appetite, well, let me tell you one. Before I go with the honey, right, let me tell you how to curb your sugar appetite altogether. Now, I've not tried this, so don't hold me to it. But I was told that if you take – a handful of whole wheat oats, whole oat grains, and you put them in a cup of water, and then let them sit like overnight, and then drain the grain out the water, and then drink the water. Drinking the water from the whole grain will immediately take away your sugar craving.
No.
I was like,
that's interesting. That's interesting.
Right now, do you know that there's a thing about whole grains, right, about whole grains. But, yeah,
yes.
supposedly the water from whole grain will curb your sugar craving. Now, the thing that's better than sugar is honey, right? And if you actually use honey, local honey, where the bees have pollinated the bushes and the flowers and the trees in your particular area, it will help you with your allergies. So you're curbing your sugar appetite, right, because it's natural sugar, and you are dealing with your allergies at the same time. Only on TM Hammer Radio, right? Right here. You heard it first. Try it. Two things in one. Two in one.
You heard it first. Can I tag in on that?
You heard it first.
Please do, brother.
And I don't care what they say. Eat your fruits as much as you want. Why? They'll say it has too much sugar. You're not supposed to have fruit. No. See, it actually has the right amount of sugar with fiber built into it to help flush out what you don't need. There's a misnomer around fruit. And then what happens? We go eat pastas. We go add sugar. We go get all these other refined sources that convert to sugar and leave us unhealthy. But having plenty of fruit, nature's candy, we naturally heal. I'll give you one other tip. When you get your water right, sugar cravings also dissipate.
Okay,
because
so you
your
have a question about
water. Certainly.
Alkaline water versus purified water versus spring water.
Great question. Great question. I love it. I am a simple dude. If I can get you to get hydrated, given that 72% of the country is dehydrated, if I can get you hydrated, I don't care what kind of water it is. Just drink it. Once you're drinking water and you want to start to shift things, then go for spring water. After you felt like, oh, I'm really great on spring water, then play with the pH in your water by adding lemon or cucumber to make it more alkaline. Naturally, you don't have to buy fortified pH water.
Okay,
because
I love lemon.
Yes.
Or any other fruit to infuse water, berries, cucumber, mint.
Yes. Yes, do all that. They do all that. And that makes all the difference in the world. In fact, two of the greatest, one, you just gave it by flavoring the water naturally with real food. And then two, this is my secret that I tell people that I try not to keep a secret. Sip it like you sip your favorite alcohol or coffee or tea. Water's not meant to be guzzled. We're not plants. You can't pour it all on us. And then we have a tray at the bottom holding the water for us to absorb it from the bottom. We're not like plants in that regard. When we do that, the water comes out of our body. But if you're sipping
If I have to drink 72 ounces of water a day, then how do I
sip? How you going to do it? I'm about to tell you how to get a gallon in. If you're sipping 3 to 4 ounces every 15 to 20 minutes or so, number one, you're not going to always have to go to the bathroom because you're putting a little bit at a time, which allows your cells to absorb it. If you do that just during your work shift, you've pretty much hit a gallon, and you've exceeded 72 effortlessly. And that's just
now, how much is how to wait? I'm gonna try this because it may be too much information. However, I'm going to share it with our listeners because it may help someone. Okay.
Yes. So let's take a bottle of water. Roughly 16 ounces, right? Divide those sections into four. And every 15 to 20 minutes, have just a quarter. And if you do that throughout your work shift, of course you will have to use the restroom at some point. But most of that water is going to be absorbed. And when I say absorbed, that means your cells are going to take it and expand, which helps them heal and move more fluidly. That means your knees and your elbows aren't going to be as stiff because those cells have absorbed the water and is now utilizing it to actually hydrate your body. When you just drink water, it just goes right through you. Your cells can't absorb it because they've not been conditioned to absorb it, just like plant soil. When it's dry, water just runs off the side. But as the soil softens, it absorbs and allows the water to come in. Our cells are no different in that regard.
That makes a ton of sense to me. A ton of sense. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:30 here on the East Coast, 6:30 on the West Coast. Our special guest tonight, Marquise Martin Hayes, certified nutrition coach for over 10 years. And he has stopped past to talk to us about how to discover the fact that you were already amazing. You just
already
didn't know
amazing.
It. Listen, he putting already. It down, you know, helping us understand we got to eat our fruit. And really, listen, I've never heard anybody teach you how to drink water. That and more.
You can catch me in the Cherry Red 150.
Ooh.
Got the grizzly locks in the fizzy. Pop a glizzy doing 60 down a wall with the John Fizzy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just popping bottles up and shoes. Rendezvous fast. From the UE lost the hubcap, was back to the shack. Came back in a wash that. Different parents. Taking Devin's head. Baby carrots. Cherry jealous. Hot bird. Cherry radish. Fresh out the dealer. Got the check for the squealers. Wear a vest for the killers. Nothing best cause it's still up in the pink apple. Where it's quick to get the shit tackled. Enemies. Bitch, at your best friend, bitch, not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, yeah. You don't need no one. Don't be talking about that you owe him. I'ma go for dolo. Call face with a banolo. One D's popping solo, but some D's throwing bolo. This is all hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live. I ain't going nowhere.
Be like one,
I'm staying alive, baby.
Don't bust day one. It's so hard.
That's my wife. I pay for them. Get your own, go on, you heard?
They just want to crush my wife.
917-889-3926. It's Monday. Hope your week is off to a great start. We're doing okay with our special guest tonight, Marquise Martin Hayes. The brother said, sip your water. If you sip your water, you will drink more of it.
Why don't more people share that tidbit of information? No, seriously.
Because we don't drink water. They don't drink water. That's why.
But for those of us who do drink water, I actually enjoy water, again, infusing it different ways. But my issue is that along with water making me go to the bathroom naturally, I take a blood pressure medication that has a diuretic attached to it. So I'm in the bathroom every half hour on the hour if I drink water the way instructed. So I'm going to have to try the trick.
TMI.
I mean,
Marquise, help her get off them blood pressure
help
pills.
Someone.
Help her get off them pills, brother.
I have helped people before.
Please.
Get off of blood pressure medication. I've actually helped people before. And that's part of the route there is sipping so the water absorbs and doesn't leave and jumping in that produce section, making that the predominant focus of your plate. As a matter of fact, just try this for yourself. Just try it. Try it 30 days, making sure at least half your plate is produce.
Now that that I can do, but I, along with probably lots of other people, I've been misled, and not only I would say by my doctors, because they would tell you you can't eat a lot of fruit if you're diabetic or borderline diabetic. So
So here's what I would share with you: two things. One, not a doctor. Doctors are amazing, but doctors don't learn nutrition. They don't go to school for nutrition. They go to school for surgery and medicine. I have doctor friends who agree with me hands down and respect my craft. That's not what they go to school for. So with that in mind, by easing in, or let's get even clearer. We typically look at the glycemic index when we look at fruit, and we go, oh, no, I can't have that. There's newer research that's been out over the last several years that talks about the glycemic load, which includes the fiber that's in fruit. And when you go look at the glycemic load, you discover a whole new conversation around fruit and the options that are available, which can help heal and replenish your body. So when you are like, what fruit do I want? Look up the glycemic load number. It's more, there's more data put into it than just the glycemic index, which makes people think, oh my gosh, sugar spikes. But I don't know what you do when you have a diabetic crash. I've seen people run in the store, buy a Mountain Dew and something else to try to get their sugar right.
Mm-hmm.
When if the diet incorporated fruit and proper hydration all along, those things will subside. But here's the rub. I'm going to be quiet and listen for the next question. The way our country is designed, one of our major manufacturers is medicine. So it's not in the country's best interest to tell us how to be whole and healthy. It has not been, and it won't be for the foreseeable future. Why? Because drugs make money. And sugar is illegal, not food, poison.
Yeah, the country is certainly in a relationship with the pharmaceutical establishment, right? I mean, I just saw a damn commercial yesterday where, you know, black man was, you know, on a job with, you know, this real interesting music behind him, right? You know, and he was talking about how, you know, he was having a problem bending over. And because he couldn't bend over, you know, he had been diagnosed with TB. And I was like, what the hell is TB? And I didn't know what TD was, but the commercial went on to encourage you about if you have a problem bending over, right, this could be TD. And all you got to do is go to your doctor and ask your doctor for this particular medication, and it's going to heal TD. And I'm thinking, yeah, whatever the hell TD is, it's going to heal it, and then it's going to give you XYZ. So it's going to heal TD, but then give you XYZ. Listen, folks. Listen. Say, listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. We want to go natural, and we want to go, you know, with things that are from the earth. Like, stop playing.
Yeah.
Amen. It's really real funny.
You talked about the marathon,
NPR.
Brother.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No, tell us. Go, continue. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Western medicine is now, you start reading the labels. This is what I tell my clients and friends to do. Find the active ingredients and go find out which foods have those active ingredients and just eat the food. Because Western medicine has now come full circle based on an NPR article I listened to probably 7 years ago. And they're starting to go right back to African medicine and Eastern medicine to discover, oh, that's actually where the real healing is. Because, again, it's about the dollar. So, yes, sir, we can move on to marathoning, but you said it right. It's in the earth. The food is in the earth.
All natural. I mean, absolutely. All natural herbs and, you know, I mean, you know, they make you think that it's all woo-woo, right? I mean, when you start hearing about things that Dr. Sabi, that Dr. Sabi preached, all natural things, right? I am addicted to sea moss. Do you hear me? I'm addicted. I use CMOS twice a day, and I've been doing it for probably all year, twice a day, and it has gotten my weight under control, and it has my digestive system on point. And folks, you know, most of the life that's going on in your body, it exists in your gut. Because this is my program and I own it, I will say this without hesitancy. Listen, a lot of y'all walk around full of shit, literally. Listen, you got to get that stuff out of there. Get it out of there. Brother, let's talk about it. I got the nutritionist in the building. Let's talk about how we're walking around full of shit, brother.
Brother, you hit it on the head, man, and we don't even realize it. All these gut diseases, all these autoimmune diseases, all this crap ain't nothing but crap. It's shit. Literally locked up inside of us. The number of people I meet that don't have 2 to 3 stools a day but eat 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. Have stools every
and other won't
day.
Stop. Or, and won't stop,
and
brother.
Won't stop.
Right. Right.
Man, and we don't understand. But if you remember carefully, when we were growing up, eat what you want because there's tums or Rolaids, right?
Yeah.
Eat what you want. Just take this versus learn to eat right. But you're right. We're full of shit. And because we're full of shit, that's where all those toxins are lurking. That's why we're so cranky. That's why we're so angry. That's why we're so bent out of shape. That's why we're so quick triggered because we're full of shit. You said it exactly right, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I mean, listen, if you're not one that wants to do the right thing, you know, by eating and exercising, you can take cleanses and detox and all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
But even a cleanse and a detox will not get all of that stuff out of there. You know what I did?
That's right.
I didn't even know about this. I was introduced to this in Florida, okay, because Florida is a very interesting place. And when you live up north and you go down to Florida, you learn some stuff. I went down to Florida and learned about this thing called the colonic. Listen, people, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for this thing.
Definitely, mentally and physically.
Okay? got to be ready.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something. Yeah. Like, once I got over, let me tell you, I had the benefit of being served by an older Caucasian woman who was like my great grandmother. It was so weird but so comforting all at the same time. So weird yet comforting. Now, but listen, when it was over, I felt
you was
like
coming out feeling about 10 pounds lighter.
Literally,
right?
Like floating. Right? Like floating.
Yeah.
That's how light I felt. Because, you know, what the colonic does is it literally extracts the shit.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls all the waste out of your body. It pulls it all out, all out. I mean, sucks it out. I mean, all of it that's packed and caked.
All of
because,
it.
We're talking about nutrition tonight. If you just, like, listening and you trying to figure out, like, what in the world is going on. Our special guest tonight, Marquise Martin Hayes, is a nutrition coach of 10 years. And we've been talking about how to eat the right foods and how to drink water. And regardless of what the doctors say, because many of them are not nutritionists, right? They specialize in medicine. Eat your fruit. Eat your fruit.
That's
sip
right.
your water like it's a good cognac. You know, even if you want to feel fancy, you know, put that pinky finger out there. We won't judge your ass. You know, but sip your water. Sip your water with your pinky finger out. You know what I'm saying? And what Marquise has told us is that you can drink more water simply by sipping it.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have known?
Mm-hmm.
Who would have known?
Who would have known?
Hey, we got like 15 minutes left in the show, and we're going to take this thing over to Clubhouse for a little while.
Perfect.
And so feel free to come on over at 10 p to Clubhouse with us. But Marquise, tell us how we can follow you. And I also know that you have an audio book that you want to share.
Yes.
But share your social, all your contact info. Let folks know how they can follow you.
Sure. So Marquise Martin Hayes, you can find me on YouTube. Looking up Marquise Martin Hayes. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/ Marquise, M-A-R-Q-U-E-S-E. I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn under the hashtag or at symbol, I should say, The Marquise, T-H-E-M-A-R-Q-U-E-S-E. And I have some sites coming up with some other things that I do here in the near future. As it relates to the book, it's free. Go get it. I wrote a book for the same reason that TM doesn't take people's money that aren't ready to be coached. I wrote a book 10 years ago for clients, coaching clients, and I felt like, man, they don't even understand how to work with me. They're not able to extract from me what I can give them to get them to the next level. So let me create a tool that I can give them to get them up to speed so that I can then charge them fairly because I didn't feel right taking money teaching them basic things. That book, I met a dude on a train in Chicago. He's like, man, I got a brother. He's like, they own a studio. I want to bring you in. And I was like, huh? Random guy. Turns it into an audio book. Went international. At that time, before there was audible.com, there was learnoutloud.com. And learnoutloud.com had roughly a million subscribers, 500,000 to a million subscribers monthly. And they used to do this thing called Monday Motivation. So your boy, Mr. Monday, me, born on a Monday, wrote a book called Monday Again, 40 Essentials for a Healthy Lifestyle, that was premiered on Motivational Mondays on learnoutloud.com, ended up being the number 10 most downloaded audiobook of that year on their site, and it was submitted in October. It now still sits on their most downloaded list, probably around number 65 or 70 right now. The book, you can get it for free. Simply go to tinyurl, tinyurl.com/ Mondays Are Awesome. Capital M on Monday, capital A on the word R, capital A on the word awesome. Or DM me and I'll send it to you. Super easy. That's what I've done. And there's so much more to come.
Thank you so much, bro. Appreciate that. Hey, jump on it, folks. We like free, and especially something that is going to be impactful at the same time. So take advantage of the resources. Take advantage. Marquise, and give us three words that describe you.
That describe me?
Or better yet, three words you think a peer would use to describe you.
Passionate, loyal, and driven.
Those are three
words. And they might swap out one of the words for love, because I'm just open. I really believe in people. So they might swap out one of those words for love.
Nice. What makes you get out of the bed in the morning?
Vision. Making the world a better place. Like, I am... Tim, I'm like soul, bro. Like, I'm that dude, right? Like Neo, I'm the one. Now, there are many other ones. I'm not better than anyone else. I just happen to know that I actually am a God. What? That lines up with the Bible, that we're co-creators. What? Made in the image. Yeah, I am a God, and that I'm responsible for the things that can come out of me. And my debt to the world is to empower people. I've been empowered, and it drives me to connect and empower other people. That's my role. Because, TM, when you're thriving, I need you to, because there's something available that's going to help me. The same is true with hot chocolate. So I need other people to thrive. When my friends are balling out, bruh, I'm the biggest cheerleader. I'm the hype man. Why? Because I know it's possible for me. That's what gets me up every single day.
Absolutely. I hope y'all caught that, because, listen, you will never, ever, ever be able to enjoy success yourself if you are unable to celebrate other people's successes, I'm just here to tell you some truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not possible. It's not possible for you to manifest, because manifestation is about energy, right? And you have to have a high frequency. You have to operate and you manifest at a high frequency. You can't manifest anything at a low level but mess. I'm here to tell you, trash and chaos. That's what you manifest at a low level. If you are going to operate at a high frequency, you got to learn how to celebrate other people's successes and genuinely be happy for them.
Genuinely.
We can see your hating ass when you're not happy. We can see you. We see you. We say high-level energy is where you want to be. That's where you want to be. Bro, what keeps you up at night? Reciprocity, absolutely. Look it up, because some people can't even spell it. Just sound it out, look it up, see what it means. See what it means. What keeps you up at night, bro?
Not getting it all done. And even that, I've arrived at a place in my life, bro, if I'm feeling that sense of not getting it done, I cut on spa music, meditation music, so my spirit can calm. Because here's the deal, TM. For as long as I'm alive and I'm awake, I'm going to be pushing for it. Mm-hmm. But I also have to equally rest, or I'm no good for anybody. So I have to let it all go at the end of every
day.
And when I can't, that's how I get there.
That empty cup, bro. Like that, that empty cup is no good. It's no good for anybody. Right, you got to get refilled, folks. You need that rest. You need that rest.
Correct.
Bro,
you gotta find the balance,
because
it's never all done.
It's never all done, and there's some people who will argue with you about balance, right? And say balance is not achievable. Mm-hmm. Balance is perfection. You know, balance is God. Well, you know. Well, you know, I also know that you shouldn't argue with a fool. I'm not calling anybody foolish, because different people have different concepts, right? But I say strive towards it. I say, you know, seek it, right? Put forth some effort in trying to get there, right? Because when you say that it's not possible, what that says is, you know, that tends to make people feel like they shouldn't try to, you know, aim towards it. And so, no. But balance. Try to seek as much balance in your life as possible, as much as possible.
Yeah.
Again, we're taking this conversation over to Clubhouse at 10. But my brother, this has been good stuff, man. This has been a real conversation. What else would you like to share? Yeah, what else would you like to share, you know, with the audience, man, before you get out of here? We take this over, you know, across the street to Clubhouse. But, man, I mean, you welcome back here, you know, anytime, bro. You family here at this point.
I love you, man. I love real people like you.
Yes, sir. Listen, we in these Clubhouse streets, man. We trying to get it. We trying to get it in these Clubhouse streets.
Yeah, we are. We're trying to set the world right, bro. Like the idea, what you just talked about with balance, that's what I would like to share. I'd love to share. It's possible. For people who love faith, I love messing with them. Because if you know, the text tells you, what is the profit of a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? His soul is his relationships, his family, his people, dying early, being sick, anything and everything other than that bag. Bag is great, but if you don't have family and connection, what do you have? There's something about community that where we come from, that sense of culture, that sense of the village that everyone needs. And without it, you really don't have anything but a title and a statement that you can brag about that makes no difference. So I'm all about finding that balance, because my love and my babies in the world ain't no good. Or I'm no good for it if I'm never available, because I'm out chasing something, versus just being who I am. So you hit it on the head, brother. We can talk about anything, though.
Man.
We can talk about anything. I got a wide I'm wide, man. I'm wide in terms of the things that I do. I just left play practice. I'm working on a website that's going to help solve implicit bias in the hiring process. I'm having some fun, man. I'm having some fun, brother.
Complicit bias, complicit bias. And I know we got a few minutes
implicit
left.
Implicit bias.
And we'll continue the conversation. Say it again.
Implicit bias.
Say it again.
Implicit
bias. So spell it.
I-M-P-L-I-C-I-T.
Implicit. Implicit. Now tell us what it means.
So I'm going to look up the actual definition versus giving you mine, so that way no one can say, well, he was really supposed to say this or that. I don't want to have that type of argument with somebody. It says, in social identity theory, an implicit bias or implicit stereotype is the pre-reflective attribution of a particular qualities by an individual to a member or some social group. Meaning, if you are a person of color, you're not, if I'm Caucasian, as an example, broad example, and I see someone black, and the only thing I know about African Americans is what I've seen on television, that I'm going to lock my car door, I'm going to snag my purse, I'm going to walk on the other side of the street, I'm going to hold my head down, I'm going to have my finger on my phone ready to call the police. Right? Because it's just innate. It's just been programmed in me, so I just automatically think it. Right? Or if I grew up in the hood and I see the popo, I'm going to automatically become afraid, get stiff, take another direction because I don't know what to expect. What we're trying to create, what we're creating, is a tool that can solve situations as such in a way that opens the world up more. For example, I was born Marquise. I grew up Marquise, Marquez, Marquesi. They couldn't figure out how to say my name. And as a result, there were certain stereotypes, certain beliefs. We're trying to solve some of those things for people and make the process a little easier.
Absolutely. Hot chocolate. Any closing comments or questions? This has been good.
It has been fantastic. I am definitely going to try all of the tips, and I'm going to report back, and hopefully
awesome.
Have some good news and some weight loss to report. And you just taught me what I already knew, but I definitely needed to know the specific definition of implicit bias.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you all.
And I can't wait to carry this over to Clubhouse because it's going to get much deeper. Clubhouse allows us to spread our wings a little bit more, so we can definitely catch some things up there.
I look forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'll add this, right? You mentioned at the top of the show, you talked about how you had never experienced any type of you didn't say abuse. I don't want to misquote you. But you referenced how, I think you may have said harassment. You referenced how your brother had been harassed. And so for those who may not know, Jacquel King, who was on the show a few weeks ago, that is Marquise's brother. If you did not catch that show a few weeks ago, go back and listen to the podcast. Jacquel King came and
King Jacquel, yes,
man,
sir.
And we had a King Jacquel, correct. That's my dyslexia. My audience knows my ass is dyslexic. So I will turn it around.
Charge it to his
but
head.
Absolutely. Go back and check out the podcast, King Jacquel. Listen, he rocked it. But my point was that is Marquise's brother. So, folks, we're going to get ready to go over Clubhouse. And
let go.
Catch up with you over there. Talk to you momentarily. Let go. Hey, appreciate you, bro.
Let's go.
Talk to you next. Good night, everybody.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk radio show